Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me, 'cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
There was actually an article in the paper today, basically with me discussing and actually my opponent in the election about this here. With the spray field and the wastewater treatment plant. Everything, just so we're clear, because a lot of people aren't getting all the information, but this is fully permitted. We're following all regulations. It's a permitted use to spray on the spray fields. It's very common. This is not unusual. Am I incorrect in any of this manner?
That's correct, and it was actually anticipated to potentially be in the wellfield protection area because it's, number one, it's not specifically excluded, and number two, it's specifically addressed that if you want to do those uses, you have to meet certain requirements, and we do meet those requirements.
Okay, this is City Council member in Milton, Jeff Snow, talking to Ed Spears, the new city administrator who took over for Randy Jorgensen, who is now retired forever, according to him, and talking about the wastewater treatment plant, the well field protection area, the spray areas that they're doing now instead of the rapid infiltration basins, and you know, just a bunch of different things, okay? And I know it's all boring, a little bit boring, but just trust Uncle Andrew. Trust me. I would not share purely boring things with you unless I thought they were really important. And although this is moderately important, the day-by-day TikTok of this is not so important, but the drama, oh, the drama. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
And I believe you said in your presentation the county's doing that already too, correct?
At their location at the interchange park. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So the county is doing the same exact thing, and that's a point that has been brought up before, that if it's so bad to do this in the wellfield protection area, then why is the county doing the exact same thing? And Heather Lindsay, who is, I dare say, an opponent of Jeff Snow, they are on opposite sides of this. Remember, there's the whole, like, six members of council are kind of on one side, plus Ed Spears, plus Alex Andrade. The mayor, who is a tie-breaking vote only, is on the other side with Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow, and the Pitchfork Posse, generally speaking, is on her side. And that's members of the public who are very upset about the location of the wastewater treatment plant. So back to this commentary again. Jeff Snow, the first voice you're going to hear, and then Heather Lindsay, who's running the meeting.
So if we, just like in that article, the other person stated that basically to move the plant and all the spray fields, what would be some of the cost if we decided to go that route? Because we've been into this for years. So cost, time, any other major impacts, not to break every little one down, but I think we're looking at millions of dollars if this plan is scrapped, correct?
Mr. Councilman Snow and Mr. Spears, I don't think that question is really pertinent to the motion before, and in the interest of time.
Yes, it is, Mayor.
In the interest of time.
No, we got
it
all
sounds
right.
To me as if you're campaigning
it's
or bringing up an article.
I'm getting clarification.
You're bringing up something your opponent has said in the election, and I'm asking
point
that
of order.
Council.
It's in the paper today.
I'm asking that the council focus on the business in front of them, and if you'd like to discuss, I mean, no one is proposing that the whole project be scrapped.
Mayor,
it's not before the council.
So, I'm asking my question to the city manager. That's within my right. Thank you. Thank you, Ed.
Thanks for listening to my concerns about time, Mr. Spears. I understand that you are being asked to answer a question, sir. I don't know if you're prepared to answer it, but
you know, what do they call that? Passive aggressive, you know? Thank you for listening to me when you obviously did not listen to me at all, but she always wants to say. And they kind of go through a couple of the details on the millions lost if they try to revamp the whole project now and some of the time frames that they would run up against. And then it comes back to Jeff Snow.
Okay, so it's just it's millions that would be affected here if we change from the plan that we were on now that's fully permitted by every local, state, and federal agency.
Both in real dollars already spent and future dollars.
Thank you.
Did you want to speak to the motion, sir? Or did you have a comment,
sir? We're past that, Mayor.
I just have a comment.
Mayor, we have rules.
Mr. Fisher is waiting to be recognized.
This is an agenda item.
So when are we going to get an understanding of when people are allowed to speak?
They're not allowed to speak during the agenda. This has been, for months, this has been the conversation, is that even though I disagree with this rule, the rule is you're not allowed to speak during the agenda. You have to speak in the public forum ahead of time, or in the work session beforehand, or in the prior work session before that, or in the forum afterwards, but you do not get to speak during agenda items. It could not possibly be any more clear. But the mayor is, you know, pretending to be confused about all this. We'll come back to this in just a second. And maybe she is. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't know whether she doesn't understand the rules or whether she's manipulating them. Ultimately, you have to make your decision. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about, but if you're going Highway 29 northbound, just going north of Stumpfield Road all the way up to the interstate, you're going to see some minor delays going through that area. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. And by the way, I should note this. You know, I actually think that Jeff is a little bit engaging in politics here. He's a little bit defending himself as the incumbent running in November. And, you know, I don't think he's outside the bounds or anything. And I certainly don't think that Mayor Lindsay has reason to call him on it, because they're trying to talk about a project and trying to get clarity and repeat that clarity again and again and again, which they have to do. But, you know, there is an element to which he's a little bit politic, but he's politicking on behalf of the city, which has made a decision which the majority of the council has sided with, that happens to be inconvenient for the side that Heather Lindsay aligns with a lot. So anyway, back to the it's about to be loud bickering. Let's just put it that way.
I thought people were allowed to speak before y'all voted.
Here, there you go.
Okay.
Should I sit down then?
Yes, sir. Mr. Fisher, I believe that everyone has decided that you're not allowed to speak right now.
That's not the what motion, we decided. It's
the motion is...
Yes,
you can speak at the end of the meeting. You can speak at the end of the meeting.
Remember, sort of like, they've decided. Everybody's decided. They've decided that they don't want to hear you speak.
Personally, I continue to think it's important to allow the public input before you vote. This task order that's before... Mr. Snow, if you'll allow me to manage the meeting, that would be great. That's the charter's responsibility is put in me, not you.
You followed the resolution, Mayor.
Thank you.
That was passed.
There you go.
Thank you.
Questioning the resolution that this council passed, and maybe we wouldn't have to say anything to you.
Maybe I need a little bit more time to memorize all the particulars.
Well,
I've heard different things about how y'all are managing this.
It's actually super easy. The public is not allowed to talk during agenda items. Unless it's a late ad that gets converted from a discussion to an action item, that's the only time. And this was not that. So there you didn't just have Jeff Snow, you had Casey Powell chime in, Sherry Sebastio chime in. Everybody's telling the mayor, look, these are the rules. They're simple. We've explained them.
Okay. It passed 5-2. The nays are Councilman Cusack and Councilwoman Farrow. Thank you. Councilman Powell, would you like to go to your next item, sir?
Sure.
Sure, I would. And then we heard from Joe Cook, and this is going to be one of those, you might not need to cover your ears exactly, but just be prepared. It's not from Joe exactly. Joe Cook is the Public Works Director, so he's the guy overseeing the wastewater treatment plant and the current wastewater treatment plant and all of this projected change, okay?
Yeah, my name's Bryce.
And the issue has been, the opponents don't want to spray treated effluent over the wellfield protection area because they're worried about PFAS in the effluent water. Even though, again, there is no standard to which effluent needs to be treated when it comes to PFAS. It just hasn't been produced yet. We don't know when that'll ever happen. And the county is doing the exact same thing, and there's been no similar hubbub raised about the county because the location of the county's plant does not offend the people who live close to this proposed plant. It's sort of the short version of the history of all this. Anyway, back to Joe Cook.
Yeah, we haven't even sprayed a gallon of water on any of these spray fields yet, and it'll be at least a year before we spray it. We are working on a solution to this problem, and I almost guarantee you we'll not spray one drop of PFOBs in the well field protection area.
So what he's saying is they haven't sprayed anything yet. When it finally does happen a little ways down the road, he thinks they probably won't wind up spraying any PFOS, and they're working on something to try to make that all come true.
And if we spray what we're receiving right now, I had a chemical engineer to figure out how much we would spray on that 39 acres. Less than 1.5 ounces over a year. Don't get me wrong, N is too much. But I'm just saying, there's no use to be Chicken Little here and start hauling the sky falling, because it's not. we'd probably never spray anything on that 39A.
So what we're working on is we probably will never spray any. If we do wind up, you know, in all the millions and millions and millions and gallons of treated effluent, we'll spray a total in a year of 1.5 ounces across the entire area of PFAS, is what he's saying. Okay? Pam Mitchell, the leader of the Pitchfork Posse, who has been up in arms over this from the beginning, the leader of the, one of the key leaders of the Save Our Blackwater, you know, group or whatever.
I just want to say that this is the most grotesque display of the lack of transparency. If Mr. Cook has an idea where he can alleviate the public's concern about the PFAS being sprayed on this well field, then why the hell doesn't he come up here and do it and say it and tell us about it instead of let us go through this each and every meeting? If you have got solutions, share them.
Okay.
Every once in a while, the audio system says, no more. Can't handle this anymore. So she's angry because they come up there complaining about this all the time. And Joe Cook has told them, we're working on it. Just let us get to an answer before we, you know, tell you what we're going to do. And she says, well, you heard what she said. And Mayor Lindsay, for her part, actually tried to kind of explain and calm down, which I thought was a good move.
So as I understand it, and the public who's watching from home can't hear what Mr. Cook just said, but that apparently what I'm hearing from Mr. Cook is that the concerns that have been raised are heard and solutions are being worked out behind the scenes, but there's nothing yet to share because the solution isn't yet in design, I suppose, or can't yet be accounted for, but that it is being reviewed.
Yeah, which... instead of producing, you know, outrage, horror, swearing, and the like, your answer should be, oh, all right, well, tell me more. Oh, you can't yet? Well, okay, let's talk offline, you know. there you go. By the way, as I often say, this is part two, and part three's a-coming. Trust me. Part three is coming. Top of next hour. We'll get to it. 622 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. The Milton City Council meetings do occasionally disappoint. But it's rare. It's rare that they are Pensacola City Council or Gulf Breeze City Council level boring, which is an accomplishment for government. It is often boring when it's just doing its job and not engaging in all these personalities and everything. Hey, if you have a project that you're working on, whether you're fixing something, improving something, rebuilding, remodeling, or building from scratch, you know, if you're a contractor or you build or whatever, Pensacola Hardware, they can help you with that. And it's not just that they have all the supplies, although they do, okay? And, of course, if you need it, they've got it. They've been around for 173 years. They know what you're going to need. They've seen how the marketplace shifts, and they adapt, and they don't have to order something to get it for you in a week or a day or anything like that because time is money, and they get that. And if you build things for a living, they can bring it to your job site and put you on a monthly bill and not have to send, you know, Larry with the credit card down to buy the thing because, you know, they can help you out by saving you time, and they can teach you even how to install it. And that's true whether you're a builder professional or whether you're just an individual trying to figure out, is this the best way to handle this? You know, go to them with your problem, and they'll give you the answer of how to solve it. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, one of the 50 oldest companies in the entire United States, the oldest in the state of Florida, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season, and we've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378. You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and it happens Tuesday nights at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Be sure to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, it's the White Sands Panhandle Band. They are the hottest band when it comes to bluegrass, country, and rockabilly. They're inspired by so many great artists like Marty Stewart, Doyle Lawson, and Charlie Daniels. So come out to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with White Sands Panhandle Band. So remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to speak to one of your head warmongers, please.
Good morning, 626 here on News Radio 92.3. You wouldn't normally have thought any better. That's the source of tranquility. And yet...
Yes, I understand that every life must end.
This is actually my favorite Pearl Jam song. I love this song so much. 626, John Pickens got traffic on the fives for us. John?
That's right, brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. If you're on Highway 98, right at the Santa Rosa County, Okaloosa County line, through that construction zone right there, we're seeing some flooding on the roadway. And also just behind it, right at the Walmart Supercenter on 98, we've got a vehicle crash. The roadway's clear, but it's still going to cause you some delays. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620. I have tickets to give away. How about Oak Ridge Boys? I got Oak Ridge Boys tickets to give away. So you can go see them. They're going to be performing at the Sanger Theater October 6th. So just about, 3 weeks away, something like that. So I have a couple of tickets to go watch the Oak Ridge, or to go see the Oak Ridge Boys in concert. And I'll give them to you right now if you're caller number 437-1620, 437-1620. Talk to John and he'll give you those tickets. Let's go into the newsroom now where David Wayne has got our headlines. David?
The Oak Ridge Boys put on a great concert, by the way.
I'm sure. I mean, all those years of performing and making records and touring, you know, you become an expert at performing, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. A suspect in custody after what the FBI is calling an assassination attempt on former President Trump yesterday. The statement follows a shooting at the former president's Palm Beach Golf Club. He was golfing on Sunday when shots rang out. Secret Service did rush him to safety. Police and the Secret Service are still investigating.
And this really is crazy. I mean, you've got a guy behind a chain link fence, which is behind some shrubs, and he's set up, two bags with ceramic plates in them like a shield.
Right.
Like you think about almost the way you would think of like a gun turret, the way you've got the two main shields and then the gun is poking out between them. He's kind of improvised version of that. And he's got it could be an SKS, could be an AK-47. It's either way, it's a 7.62, so it's a pretty high-powered rifle. You know,
absolutely.
Pretty close to a 308. Not quite as much punch, but you know, very dangerous. And he's about 400 yards away from the president. And the Secret Service agent just sees the gun barrel poking out of the shrubs and takes aim, shoots a couple of rounds at him, and then he runs away. That's the difference.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I guess at least the Secret Service was very proactive.
Yes.
And saw him, but. It's insane to me that somebody can get this close to the perimeter
right.
While the former president is golfing.
Right. I mean, that's how many times did we hear them in the inquest that the House was doing that we played some of the audio from last week? 1,000 yards. 1,000 yards is a very standard presidential perimeter. And I get that 1,000 yards is hard to maintain around, you know, a person, but
and then
that's the job.
That all of this happens. Just, 2 months after
right.
another assassination attempt, you would think security measures would be so you know, so much expanded after the first one. So,
right, right.
Yeah. Federal appeals court hearing arguments today on challenges to a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. If the video sharing app doesn't divest from its Chinese owner. TikTok claims the law signed by President Biden in April is unconstitutional. And the strike against Boeing continues today. That may go on for a while, but talks are set to resume this week.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. If you've got any kind of a problem with the plumbing, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or turn on the faucet, or, you know, the pressure, the temperature, any of the things that, you know, should make it easier, not right, or you fixed a fix and you didn't fix the fix and you need somebody to fix your fix, you didn't fix the fix, you get what I'm saying? I had that recently. We called Barbary. They came out and took care of it easy. 477-8782, by the job, not by the time that it takes. John, we have a winner for our Oak Ridge Boys tickets?
Yes, Amber Wise.
Amber, nice. Enjoy the concert. We'll have FSU tickets. We're going to drop them out of the opening in the top of the card for anybody who picks them up.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former President Donald Trump says he's safe and well after being targeted in a second assassination attempt at his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida, Sunday. He was a few hundred yards away when the Secret Service spotted a person in the bushes and opened fire.
The suspect fled the area in his car, which was quickly spotted on I-95 after a witness.
The Chinese
saw
have figured out that the way to influence the county
plate,
level employee
was stopped and arrested.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. The suspect identified as 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth of Hawaii. Shogun had a record number 18 wins, including Best Drama at last night's Emmy Awards, starring Hiroyuki Sanada.
Shogun taught me that when people work together, we can make miracle. We can create a better future together.
Sound courtesy of the Television Academy and ABC. America's listening to Fox News.
.6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is 74 degrees. We've got mostly cloudy skies in Pensacola today. A cantonment man arrested after allegedly shooting his brother during a family dispute over the weekend. That happened on Saturday afternoon near Quintet Road. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says 41-year-old Horace Brown Jr. had claimed that he shot his brother to intervene in an altercation where he was hitting their mother. The victim was shot in the abdomen, taken to the hospital in critical condition. Brown Jr. is now charged with attempted homicide and violating a domestic violence injunction. He does remain in the Escambia County Jail with no bond. Fort Pickens has reopened after flooding from the outer bands of Hurricane Francine last week. The area and campground had been closed since a day before the storm, but did reopen on Sunday. Some beachside parking lots may still be closed due to flooding, but all other areas of the park, that is, have now reopened. Well, last Friday's social media threat against Escambia County schools resulted in a lot of parents taking their kids back home. The school district and Escambia Sheriff's Office says they urged parents not to overreact as they didn't believe the threat was credible, but a lot of parents were at school signing their kids out just the same.
I don't trust people, and when I heard that, it definitely made me scared for my children.
That's parent Justin Pittman, who talked with Channel 3. The school district said elementary schools had higher absences, but other schools were at near normal attendance levels. The sheriff's office said on Friday afternoon that an 11-year-old girl had been arrested and is now facing a felony charge for making that threat on social media. Officials are urging parents to speak with their kids about the seriousness of making online threats. One man arrested after a stolen vehicle that was fleeing from the Florida Highway Patrol crashed into several other vehicles on Sunday. FHP says that happened as the vehicle was headed south on Highway 29 at a high rate of speed. It crashed into three other vehicles at a stoplight. The driver and passenger in the suspect vehicle fled on foot. The driver, though, was later located and arrested. Drivers of two of the other vehicles involved in the crash were also taken to local hospitals. Well, the state of Florida says it'll be conducting its own investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump yesterday. Governor DeSantis making that announcement on X yesterday. He says the people deserve the truth about the would-be assassin and how he was able to get within 500 yards of the former president. The crew that made history in outer space Now back on Earth, members of the Polaris Dawn mission splashing down yesterday morning in the Keys. The crew members, of course, took part in the first commercial spacewalk. One of them played the first violin solo in space, and they also conducted dozens of experiments in what SpaceX called an action-packed schedule. And it is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John Pickens, what are you seeing this morning?
Well, we're seeing just that one accident that happened on Navarre Parkway right there in front of the Walmart Supercenter past Navarre, right at the Santa Rosa-Okaloosa line on 98. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. It is going to be a wet day today with about a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Tuesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 82. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Keeping a smaller rain chance on your Wednesday with just a 20% chance of rain and a high near 85. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got 74 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Taking a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Alcoa, the North Shore-based aluminum supplier, announced that it is selling its roughly 25% stake in its Ma Aden joint venture to Saudi Arabian mining company Ma Aden for $1.1 billion. Alcoa said it is expecting to close the deal in the first half of 2025. British Airways will expand its nonstop service from Pittsburgh to London to 7 days a week on a seasonal basis starting March 31st due to passenger demand. The daily service will run through October before reverting to 4 days a week through the winter. A SpaceX capsule carrying four private citizens has splashed down off the coast of Florida, ending a historic mission that included the world's first all-civilian spacewalk. The Polaris Dawn flight marked the fifth private mission for SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule. Futures are mixed ahead of the Federal Reserve's meeting this week. That's Your Money Now.
Thursday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can reduce back pain and achieve your body goals with non-invasive treatments at Trinity Wellness. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how with Trinity Wellness and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
September is trade-in month at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus furniture, notions, fabrics, and various craft supplies. Update your machine and save up to 25% with your trade-in during the month of September. Financing is available. Darrell Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewingandpensacola.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Do
county attorney requests the board retire to the BCC conference room for the attorney-client session.
If we're going to have another shade meeting, it was never discussed in a shade meeting.
You weren't here. You don't know. You're ignorant. You're glib.
See, come that's on. The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no, it
you
does make not.
It looks like something out of Cuba or Russia or China. It's crazy.
Keep him out of the light. He hates bright light, especially sunlight. It'll kill him.
Reconvene the shade meeting back in the chambers.
Run to the light, baby! Mommy is in the light!
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
If it keeps making John laugh, I'm happy. Oh, man, if you missed last hour, we're going to podcast all of it as an entirety. But the transcripts from two shade meetings connected to the Jeff Bergosh text messages versus Alex Arduini, Jonathan Owens, and the PNJ/Gannett have been published. And I am basically just reading you from the shade meeting. A shade meeting, if you don't know, is a meeting that's held not in the sunshine, even though there's a court reporter there, because they're involved in legal action of some kind and they want to be protected from the other side knowing what they're planning, making decisions about. They get legal counsel in there, and then eventually that stuff becomes public, because everything that the commissioners do will eventually become public. This just is held from the public until after the disposition of the case, and since the case has been disposed of, now we're getting these private conversations. This first one has to do with the response to the basically a cost shifting filing, the 57-105 form that would have made the, you know, the county had to basically respond and say, no, we don't think this is a frivolous lawsuit, or no, you're right, we're going to quit, and then, you know, we're not subject to these penalties. They decided eventually to keep going with the lawsuit, primarily at the urging of Jeff Bergosh, who says his text messages were stolen. You've heard that many times. Okay, so this is part two. If you didn't catch it, the other part, like I said, was at the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll podcast them all as a unit. All right, Commissioner Bergosh. So I'm mostly just going to read, okay, to you from these transcripts. Let's see. It was a Steve West, he's one of the county attorneys. It was a prejudgment writ of replevin is what we were seeking, to return the material, which isn't material, it's information. But anyway, Commissioner Bergosh, seeking. Okay, in other words, so while we're fighting this out in court, give the property back. He did not. He did not do that. The judge didn't rule in favor of them with the preliminary hearing. Give the property back. He did not. He did not do that, and he put some reasons in there. But he did say that this should not color what the final judgment would be at the ending of trial. So what I said before you got in here, Lumen, was that they're trying to intimidate us with this statute that's rarely enforced. We've already met the burden. We will not be sanctioned because this is not frivolous. We've committed multiple cases from submitted multiple cases from multiple trials where this sort of intangible data was ruled on and replevin was applied. So Jeff is trying to give his advice that they can't be held liable, that the county, you know, isn't going to have to pay, that the attorneys aren't going to have to pay. He's the one representing his case the strongest, as opposed to asking Steve West and Kristen Huell and Allison Rogers, the county attorney team, you know, what do you think we ought to do? Jeff is in there persuading everybody what ought to be done. Commissioner Lumen May, so you all both believe we won't be sanctioned? Commissioner Bergosh, I believe strongly that we won't. Steve? Commissioner May, no, I want to hear from the attorneys. Because here's the thing. We lose lawsuits, and, you know, we have to have advice of counsel. And I mean, and somebody got to be held accountable at some point because we lost every lawsuit. I'm not going to keep losing and doing the same thing, which the county's track record is pretty abysmal. Commissioner Bergosh, may I say one thing, Lumen? I agree with you. It's so frustrating, but we will lose this if we dismiss it. We're about to be to do depositions and discovery. They're terrified of what we're going to find. That's why they're pushing this. It's illegal. It's a felony to hold the data, and they have, I can't explain, Commissioner May. Who is they, Jeff? Commissioner Kohler, yeah. Does it connect? Commissioner Bergosh, well, Commissioner Kohler, because if it is, are they illegal? Commissioner Bergosh, I think for Jonathan Owens to go on the radio and say, I have his backup, I've read it and I'm keeping it, when within what he said, he admitted he has his personal identification information on at least a dozen individuals under the statute, that's a felony, mere possession. It doesn't say possession with intent to misuse or to identify theft. It's mere possession. So I don't know, Lumen, why, but I would like to find out who else has it. Remember, again, just for context, the letter sent by the state attorney's office said that mere possession is not enough for them to prosecute a case. You've got to show intent to harm. There's been no such showing. That's why they have declined to prosecute anybody under the request from Jeff Bergosh to prosecute. And also that they don't think they can win in court, right? That's ultimately the case. Do they think they can win in court? Commissioner Lumen May, why the judge ruling? Why? I mean, in my mind, Jeff is right. Commissioner Bergosh, I am right. Commissioner May. It's funny when you listen to these people talking, I can hear all of them in my head. Like, this is so, I hear the dialects and everything. I'm just not doing it in my performance because I'm a terrible mimic. Anyway, Commissioner May, somebody stole. I mean, what did he say about someone stealing his text messages? Steve West. That's the confusing part. I don't understand the court's ruling. But that's what the court said. The court ruled that the county did not demonstrate that it had possessory interest in those text messages and that they, Commissioner May, who represented the county? Mr. West, I did. Commissioner May, what were they saying? I mean, what was the laws in the case presented? Mr. West, the order was very short and sparsely written. I actually thought it was very succinct and to the point, but okay. But that's the essence of what his order said, is that the county has not demonstrated that it has possessory interest in the text messages. Remember how many times I said on the radio that they do not have an interest in this case, that it is not a county issue? You know, how many times did I say that? And then the judge, that's exactly what the judge ruled, okay? Steve West, I disagreed with it. Jeff Bergosh, but we haven't had the hearing. That was his initial. This is his initial, Commissioner May. But he's not going to change his mind. It's almost like us saying we're going back to Judge Stone and saying he's going to reverse, you know, retirement, I mean. I think that's probably not the correct term. But there's some errors in the transcript. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it politically, and he's not going to do it judicially. And you know that. Uh-huh, Steve West. Commissioner May, that's just not what he's going to do. Commissioner Steve Barry, who does not talk much in any of this, very, very rarely. I don't understand. I don't understand how we don't have standing. I don't understand how, Commissioner May. I don't either. Commissioner Barry, I don't get it, but I don't. Commissioner Bergosh. Well, Stephen, I believe we do have standing. I believe he's wrong on that. I mean, but think of it this way. If four employees' identities and all their information was stolen from the HR department and people are out saying, hey, I've got it, and people are starting to have fraud on their accounts like I had and my family had, I have a feeling the county will do something, even if the state attorney, even if the FBI didn't, and they would have a right to do it because that's employees of the county. Debbie Kenny, that's his second in command, aide. Now, Debbie Kenny was an employee of the county. My son, Brandon, was on the employee's health plan. That's HIPAA. It's illegal for what? For this to happen. It was in the county's possession. The county has standing. Stephen Barry. The judge knew that stuff when he made the determination? Commissioner Bergosh. Yes. Commissioner May, you told them that. Steve West. We had an affidavit that had Commissioner Bergosh execute, and we filed with the court that listed all of the things that were in those text messages. Health information from multiple people, cancer, Parkinson's, Jeff Bergosh. Suicide, Steve West. Suicide, credit card numbers, Jeff Bergosh. Driver's licenses, passports, Steve West. Driver's licenses, passports. I mean, all of that was listed in the affidavit so that the court knew exactly what was included in those text messages that were stolen. Okay, we'll come back to this in just a second because there's a lot more. There's a lot more. And I do promise you, this is all just sort of, we're getting there. It's building. Trust me when I say it's building. And when we get to the end of it, it's pretty amazing. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today. That's progressive.com. Still dealing with we just had an accident happen with roadblock on Gulf Breeze Parkway and Magnolia Manor Road. And it's got roadblock associated with that. Also an accident on Navarre Parkway right in front of the Walmart Supercenter. So just no backups associated with that. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, John. Now we start to get into some of the, let's just say the colorful language, because there's some of that. Commissioner May. So she's recording this, and this is all... or should I say, this is all bull... Turn that down just a little bit, John. I don't have a volume control over here. That one. Yeah, that's good. All right. Commissioner Bergosh. And I don't know who the she is. She's recording this, and this is all, I guess, the court reporter. The court reporter's recording all this. Okay. Commissioner Bergosh, then don't give up on me. Commissioner May, hold on, Jeff. I'm never going to give up on you. Here's reality, though. Here's reality. We had a retirement plan that's been in existence for almost 40 or 50 years. Bergosh, yes. May, 40 or 50 years, and you know what? We got ruled against. The political landscape against, no, we could take Jesus Christ and lay it on the altar, and they're going to call him Lucifer. That's just... I mean, you're going to have to deal with Lucifer, but that's what I'm telling you, is that's what they're going to do. If anything that has Bergosh's name or Barry's name to it or Lumen's name to it, that's what they're going to do. I don't know how you win, and so, I mean, Jeff, I'll do whatever. Here, you got your counsel telling you where it is. You know what? I get where you're going. I'm willing to take any risk because I've been beaten up, you know, for the last couple of months. But, you know, on this transcript is going to be what counsel is telling us, as in the counsel is telling them not to go ahead. And Lumen is recognizing that eventually somebody might have a radio show and read out loud all this stuff on the air. How's it going to look when they were told to stop and they didn't stop? Three attorneys told them to stop and they didn't stop, okay? Jeff, I don't believe, you know, and I don't believe we're going to win because, you know what, if someone would have told me that we were not going to win, I mean, we can go from, I'm not going to call these cases, but the last four cases, I was told by counsel that we're going to win. Pragash, yes. Or, yeah, May, that we were good. That, there's a lot of crosstalk here, okay, and that's very hard for a court reporter to get. Commissioner May, that we were good. That's what I was told by counsel, that I'm going to win. Now, I'm getting told by counsel. Turn it just a little bit louder. About halfway. There you go. I ain't going to win. You know what I mean? The last four, Commissioner Bragash, maybe this one we will win then, Commissioner May, that we're going to win. I mean, so all, well, what I know is we were plagued by lawsuit after lawsuit. I assume he says plagued by lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. We got the jail lawsuit. I mean, we got, you know, we are zero for the season. And sometimes being right doesn't necessarily constitute a win. And Jeff, you know, just kind of how you were perplexed on retirement. Let's see. Listen, I think I said to him, can we get a second opinion? Can we, you know, look at this in a different perspective? I mean, why are we forcing to even have to answer today? I mean, why? Why do we have to give an answer today? I mean, the political climate, because we have an undue influence. Uh-huh, Jeff Bragash. Commissioner May, we do against us. So they think there's this grand, like, they're not doing anything wrong. There's just this political environment that people are against them for no reason. I kid you not. Okay, anyway, you'll see later on. Commissioner May, we do against us, and it was created, and the perception, brother, is real, or whether it's false, that perception is reality of the people that are doing it. And let me just tell you, in my opinion, we have not won a legal battle. You know what I mean? And that's so, I mean, and then there's some stuff that happens, and we continue. Commissioner May, and Jeff, and I appreciate, and listen, I am sitting here. You know, I have been 100% supportive of you and my colleagues. I mean, because I get it. Because I believe that I have been unduly scrutinized for no reason at all, and it's caused me, it's caused my family, it's caused my health, it's caused a whole bunch of stuff. Commissioner Bragash, I'm so sorry. Commissioner May, and it's caused a lot of financial for me, but you know what? On each end, even though we're innocent, understanding in my own personal, I'm completely innocent. Completely. I'm Ray Charles could see it. Did it stop me from being accused, attacked, and I'm going to be victimized the whole nine yards, you know? Commissioner Bragash, it's not right. Commissioner May, so what I'm saying is the political climate is labeled, you know, anything that comes from here that we're losing. Now, listen, let's lawyer up. You know what I mean? Let's lawyer up. I'm tired. You can roll your eyes, but I mean, the reality of it is at some point, you got to win something. And I agree with, I'm skipping just a little bit. And Commissioner Barry, it makes no sense. They stole your stuff, and there's probably people that still work here. You know, anybody that was even remotely around it and needs to be fired, they should be gone yesterday. You know what I mean? This is all in-house. Commissioner Bragash, yep. Commissioner May, and what's happened to you should cause all of us to, whether we agree with you or not, somebody should take your phone, take your personal information, and put your stuff out. Commissioner Bragash, it's horrifying. Commissioner May, it's sickening, and the lumen that will sit on the dais tonight are people that instituted it and did it, you know, so it's sickening to me, Jeff. I mean, it really is. Now, with all that being said, I just don't know, Jeff. I got two lawyers. Here's what I'm, Jeff, we're always been straight up. We've got two lawyers giving me some advice, and as soon as I go against their advice, you know what? We're all going to get beat up. At least one time your legal team told you that this is what you should do, and you went against it. You bunch of idiots. You know what I mean? You bunch of idiots. You continue to pay, lose taxpayer dollars for sure. Taxpayer dollars for, you know, all. So, I mean, that's, I don't know. But listen, trust me, my heart bleeds right now, Jeff. Not for just you. For me, for Steve, for all of us getting beat up over frivolous bull. Man, if I don't get an Emmy. Commissioner. Commissioner Bragash. Yeah. All right. You ready? You ready? I just want you to be prepared for the next one. I don't want this one to go over lightly. Commissioner May, Lumen May. Because we have a person who is unduly influencing policy. I assume he means Pam Childers. He doesn't say, but I assume that's who he means. Because we have a person who is unduly influencing policy, and this is probably the most ethical board in the history of Escambia County. I lost David Wayne. He passed out. Commissioner Lumen May, because we have a person who is unduly influencing policy, and this is probably the most ethical board in the history of Escambia County. I have been told by a source I trust that there have been more than 90 shade meetings in the last decade under this board. Right? Commissioner Bergosh failed to get reelected after 8 years he's been in. Lumen May and Stephen Barry, 12 years. How many shade meetings has Santa Rosa County had in the last 10 years? None. So I'm told. You know how many shade meetings Santa Rosa County's had in the last, let's see how to do the math, 39 years since 1985? None. Escambia County, 90. Santa Rosa County, none. Because we have a person who is unduly influencing policy, and this is probably the most ethical board in the history of Escambia County. Now, I will say this. It's possible the bar is so low in Escambia County that this is above it, but we'll pause there. Next episode in 1 hour. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. How can I get myself together? Here we go. We've got a accident on I-10 between Avalon and Escambia Bridge. Truck is in the woods in the right-hand side of the road. It's westbound. And the state trooper and road ranger are on site. Thank you for the tip on that one. Also still dealing with the accident of Gulf Breeze Parkway and Magnolia Manor Drive. That's still with roadblock. Use caution in that area. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Did you know Pensacola's hidden gem is powering the future? The Port of Pensacola isn't just a name. It's an economic engine driving our region's success. Home to over 20 powerhouse companies like C-Mex Materials, General Electric, Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. This port is fueling growth and prosperity every day. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the backbone of Northwest Florida's economy. Discover how it's shaping our future at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, we're living in a society. We're supposed to act in a civilized way.
Good morning, 6:59 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, these texts, y'all are the best. Oh, people just can't believe what happened in this meeting. Oh, and again, just, you have to trust me. This is scene two of a six-act play, okay? Or act two of a six-act play, so we'll get there eventually. David, do you have any quick headlines for us, sir?
The strike against Boeing continues today. They're expected to resume their talks. So we'll see if they can strike a deal.
And just remember, the podcast page will have it all. Podcast page, newsradio923.com.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters.